Okay, let's move on to Casey. Hi, Casey. What's on your mind?
So if you have any research or information on the use of niacinamide on meningiomas?
Not on meningiomas, ma'am. No, I don't. And meningioma sounds terribly like a cancer. So
no, it isn't a cancer. It's been proven it's not.
Oh, but, good.
Cytotoxic information was out there that it went after benign meningiomas, and I was just wondering if you had any input on that.
Okay. What niacinamide does is it helps, oh, it does many things, but the principal thing it does is when it gets into each and every one of our cells in the body, which it can do, it gets those cells to make more ATP. And ATP, adenosine triphosphate, is the energy molecule made within every cell. And so it can help all the cells in the body to work better if they need more ATP. And the ones that usually do are people who come from families who have type 2 diabetes because they don't make niacinamide internally very well, whereas the rest of us who don't have any of that tendency in our family, we do make it. So I'm never at all hesitant to have people who have type 2 diabetes in their families try niacinamide and see if it helps anything, because it frequently helps a lot of things in those folks.
Okay. Well, I thank you for the feedback and love your program. Keep it up.
Thank you for calling, ma'am, and thanks for the kind words.
You're welcome.